Welcome to Frickety Frack, We Do Talk Back. Thank you for joining me in this episode. My name is Patrick, and I'm Frack. Frickety Frack, We Do Talk Back is a show where I discuss different aspects of fandom and how they relate to the gospel. We're going to be going through an episode of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2003 series and connected to teachings from the Bible. The name of the show comes from my dad, who dubbed my brother and me Frick and Frack since we were kids. So we're going to be going over the episode, A Better Mousetrap. So this is the second episode in the first season. And so these are the things that I really found interesting in this episode. So we get a good amount of time shown developing the personalities of the turtles. We see them kind of dabbling in their own interests. You know, Mikey building up all of the TVs, Donnie having a makeshift workbench where he's working on the Mouser, all of those different things going on that are really, big parts of the Ninja Turtles' different personalities. A great example of it is right after the Mouser demonstration in this episode, Mikey says, "I would not want to be a rat in this city. No offense, Sensei." And so, in this we get the humor of Mikey that, he doesn't take a lot of things too seriously. But he likes to have a good time, but he also knows, it's like, oh, you know what? That might have been crossing the line a little bit. There are also some really great comic book references. They make references to Superman, the X-Men, Spider-Man, and the Justice League throughout this episode. And a bunch of them are references of play on the name for their lair, their home. They play off of that, those different things. But then they also make reference to Spider-Man when they are wall crawling with those hand spiky things. And so we get the, great amount of that. And they recognize it's like, Mikey, you read too many comic books. In which that phrase is blasphemous. There's no way you can read too many comic books. In this episode, we also get introduced to April O'Neil and Baxter Stockman, who are pivotal characters in all Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle lore. And so this episode follows fairly closely to the plot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 2, where April O'Neil and Baxter Stockman and the Mousers are introduced for the very first time in that issue. Now, obviously with the previous episode, the Mousers were introduced already. But so in this, April O'Neil is doing her comic book origin where she is serving as Baxter Stockman's assistant. And so she's not a reporter. And so it's showing that, she's intelligent and resourceful, but she also has a tendency towards snooping, which leads to her, being a reporter, character, kind of that kind of thing. But it's sticking close to the comic. Now this story lends itself more to character development, setting up plot devices, more so than action. So there wasn't as much action in this episode, but there was some. And so when eventually, Donatello gets a Mouser back up and running, and it goes through and they follow, but they end up running into a bunch of new Mousers where we find out from Stockman when he's talking to Shredder that he's already enhanced the defenses of the Mousers. So the Turtles are having a harder time fighting them. And one of the things that I love about this is that Mikey points out, it's great if you've got blade weapons, which, the only one who has a actual blade is Leonardo, but also Raphael has his metal size, so that leads itself towards being able to deal with the Mousers much more effectively. And so Donatello and Michelangelo and a little bit of Raphael, their job is to basically damage the Mousers a little bit but send them towards Leo so that he can slice through them. And so this is actually incredible feats because, technically speaking, swords are sharp, but, they're going through in one slice through these Mousers, and you know, that's proving their strength and their skill in fighting. So it's just really great. I do enjoy it. I wish there had been more action, but the character stuff was really good. So this might have been a slight bit of a plot problem, but it's also one of those things, let's not think too hard about it. But one of the things is that they know that the Mousers came from Stockmen. They just don't know, you know, why those got loose. Like, if he's trying to do it for the city, they're like, what? So they knew they could go to Stockmen to find out more answers, but they end up following the Mouser that Donatello ended up rebuilding. But because they did that, that's how they meet April. So it's one of those things where it's like, if you don't think too hard about it, it's not that big of a plot problem. But it's also kind of like, it's just a, it's a big one. But, you know, it's fine. It's a Ninja Turtle cartoon. Not everything's going to always make sense. And that's fine. So for the biblical theme in this episode, it's Luke chapter 10, verse 41 through 42. And this is what the gospel says. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. So when I was thinking about this episode, focus was a big theme for me. So in this episode, the turtles, they're still reeling from the Mouser attack, and they all are having they're dealing with it in their own way. But Raphael especially expresses his outrage over it. And so as this comes to a head, Splinter is continuing their training like he does every day. And he can tell that their minds are elsewhere and that they're so distracted. He's like, you know what? I'll continue your training in the morning. And so when we look at the scripture, from this, that, you know, they're so distracted by what had happened previously that they couldn't do their training. And so I'm thinking about with this scripture that Mary and Martha are hosting a party or a gathering of Jesus and his followers. There's some customs and expected behavior and things that are expected of hosts of parties and gatherings of this sort. And Martha is actually culturally doing what is right. But Mary, so she's running around making sure everything's running smoothly or is at least, you know, doing what they're supposed to be doing. But Mary, on the other hand, sits at Jesus's feet. And so right before this scripture, Martha comes to Jesus and says, like, listen, I'm doing all this work and she's doing nothing. She's supposed to be helping. This is also her responsibility. And this is where Jesus gives his response of how, you know, Mary has chosen correctly to sit at my feet. And so in our own faith walk, we struggle with our own priorities. We let problems that we have faced to distract us from our current walk. We also allow for other things to take higher priority over our faith, and that's really, that is the most important thing that any one of us can do. You know, I'm married, I've got kids, and there wouldn't be anything that I would give up for any of them, for my wife, for my four kids. You know, they're super important to me, but ultimately still the most important day in my life is when I gave my life over to Jesus, because I wouldn't have my wife or my kids without my faith. Now, I know there are a lot of people who get married and have kids that don't have faith, and I understand that, but my faith informs me of who I am supposed to be as a husband and who I am supposed to be as a father and who I am supposed to be as a pastor. You know, I wholeheartedly believe that Jesus is the one who sent me here to be at Richlands Methodist Church to be the pastor. And so we struggle. We let bad things have happened to us to get in our way, because instead of putting our faith in Christ, we have put our faith in ourselves. And so what Master Splinter is trying to tell his students, his sons, that, you know, you're not putting your whole mind into your training. Instead, you're letting distractions get in the way of you becoming the best ninjas that you're supposed to be. We do the same thing where we put so much effort into our problems instead of working on our faith. We put our faith in ourselves instead of faith in Christ. And so, yes, there are times when we have to put things that we're not necessarily going to be happy about doing as a priority and not be at the feet of Jesus like we're supposed to be. But instead of not doing that, let's be at the feet of Jesus. So yes, we do have to work. We have to do different things that we might not enjoy. But remember that when we do that, we do this for the glory of Christ. So always remember that your faith walk is a priority. It should be the top priority. It should be the thing that you put the most focus in into your daily life. Because if you grow your faith, then everything else will grow with you. You will grow as a spouse. You will grow as a parent. You will grow as a student. You will grow as an employee or a boss. Whatever it is that you have in your identity, you will grow as you grow in Christ. Amen. So how am I going to rate this episode? It's going to be kind of one of those balances where I have to look at the story and the plot and the character growth, and it was good. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed meeting April and Baxter Stockman. They did a great job of introducing them and introducing how Baxter Stockman is connected to the Foot Clan, which is a change from the comics, because Baxter Stockman in the original comic was not connected to the Foot. He was just a genius megalomaniac on his own. Now he's a genius megalomaniac working with the Foot. So I liked all of that. I liked the connectedness to it, and I liked how they introduced them. And the action, what was there, was good, and it was enjoyable. Obviously, I can't wait for more, but it will come. So I'm going to give this episode a solid 4 again. It was a great episode. I would have loved more action, something along those lines, but it was a really solid episode. It's very enjoyable. It's moving the plot along, and we're getting more and more tastes of who the Foot Clan is. So anyone with questions for me about the biblical lessons that I talked about in this episode, or any other discussion ranging from anime, comics, or just anything in general, feel free to email me at frickityfracktalkback@gmail.com or reach out to me on Twitter at frickityf or at frickityfrack on Instagram and Facebook. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Leave a comment in the comment below in the YouTube video. Remember that I love you. Most importantly, God loves you. And cowabunga.